The following is a paid program. KVTA and Gold Coast Broadcasting accept no responsibility for any of the claims made.
Let's get it started in here.
Coming to you live from the studios, KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. Call Kim now to share your journey, 805-289-1520. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and good morning. Yeah, we are all here. It's a little different time for us today, but I'm so excited to be here, and I want to welcome my husband. He actually, he came in here. He's going to take my new time with me, so welcome, honey.
How are you?
I'm good. All right, we got Giovanni here from Day in Simi Valley and Simi Valley Night Out.
Good morning, Kim.
How are you?
How are you?
Good. And we got Tom Spence on our board. And, you know, we're just going to start this off, Tom. We wanted to see who is awake out there, right, and who's listening. And what do we have to give away? We're just going to start right off, like, giving back.
We have California Strawberry Festival tickets, 30th anniversary, 30th annual homegrown delicious fun with proceeds benefiting the community. About 75,000 people go to both days. Two of you can go for free if you call 650-1590, 650-1590. 30th anniversary celebration is May 18th and 19th, Oxnard. They call it Strawberry Fields for that time. So ring us up, wake up, give us a call at 605 on a Saturday morning. It is the Kim Pagano Show. California Strawberry Festival tickets for the 30th anniversary, 650-1590. Let's take caller number 5, 650-1590. Everybody's popping out of bed. And
there you go. It was,
wiping
yeah.
the sleep out and saying, I can win tickets right now. So give us a call, 650-1590. And in just a couple, when you get the phones ringing, I'm going to count up to 10. You know the number, 650-1590. Kim Pagano live at 6 a.m.
There you go. All right.
Now I'm awake. Can I call?
Absolutely.
Awesome. I need some
All right,
to
so I want to tell everybody about our show today. I'm really excited. We have Yogi Akal, and he is actually going to be talking about love by the numbers, and he's going to explain by delving into the study of two birthdays. And I know we had a birthday that we wanted to mention also, right? Somebody's birthday's coming up?
Yes.
Who is it?
Well, it's actually Nicole, who's actually in the studio today. And
right.
It's her niece. And she
wanted What's her
to,
name?
It's Maddie.
Maddie. So, yeah. Happy birthday out there. So. All right. And my daughter just had a birthday April 4th. So happy birthday to my daughter, Brittany.
Hey, my birthday's coming up.
Oh, when's yours?
April 19th.
Oh, got lots of April birthdays. Yes. I got another son that's April 24th.
That's right. So we just talked about this. It was everybody in your family is within the next like 2-3 weeks, isn't it?
That's it.
It's
yeah.
crazy.
And my husband already had a birthday. He was in March. So exactly. Anyways, if you have a birthday out there and you want to wish somebody happy birthday, give us a call at 805-650-1590. And of course, those are our new call numbers. So glad that you are here waking up with us. And if you've never heard my show before, it's all about adding value every day in every way. And I'm really excited. We're going to take callers. Actually, I posted this on Facebook. And again, become our friend on Facebook at Kim Pagano Show. And, you know, I got so many people that have listed their birthdays. And so I would love if you're interested in finding out about your relationship, if it's going to be good, if it's a perfect time to be in a relationship or whatever, you know, kind of communication with relationships, all that stuff. Definitely, we're going to have Yogi on, and he is going to be talking about this.
He is so good, too.
He is. We had him on before, and it was so much fun. And so is he on?
I just got my winner.
Oh, we got a winner. Who was
it? Yeah, it's good old Gene. Gene calling in, and that's Gene with a J from Ventura. Going to go to the Strawberry Festival. Way to go, Gene.
All right. Congratulations. All right. So we've got Yogi coming on, and, you know, we just got back from, this was kind of hard to get in here, I have to tell you, because we were gone for a week, and it was really fun. We were in Havasu with our kids, And then we took a couple days by ourselves. So
that's nice. That's always good that you can enjoy your family, but then you also can have your own separate private time, you know?
Yeah, you don't know about that because you don't have kids
yet.
But trust me, we got four.
I want some, though.
I know you do.
I do.
I know. Nicole, are you ready? All right. So, and now you guys are going to take off, right, to go to Gorman?
Correct. At 7 a.m. in, what, about an hour from now, as soon as the show ends,
yeah.
We're driving up to go to Gorman. We're going to have a nice little camping trip overnight and come back tomorrow.
Is there snow up there? No.
We'll find out about 2 hours from now.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, for anybody that is just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and it's all about the brighter side of pretty much everything. That's what we talk about here. And so I'm so glad that you are waking up with us. We do have our first guest on the line. And I just want to remind you, our next guest is going to be Daryl Gurney. And this guy has been on my show before, too. You know, I do have my 2 to 3 show every Saturday. So if you miss any part of this show, definitely tune in then on the same station, 1590. And his book is Never Apply for a Job Again. Could you imagine that? Because he's all about being passionate about anything that you do. And you'll love this guy, too. So you definitely want to stay with us on that. Also, we do have tickets to give away for Off the Charts. And we've got, it's going from, in fact, do you have that information, Tom? For, it's going, let's see, from March 29th to April 14th. And that is over at the Hillcrest. And it is a great show. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, too. So let's bring on our first guest. Yogi, are you there?
I am.
How are you?
Just perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I actually posted this on Facebook. Can you tell everybody a little bit about yourself that are just tuning in right now?
Sure. My name is Yogi Akal. I'm called the Master of Numbers. And that's because I've been working with yogic numerology for about 40 years. What we're looking at today is relationships as we move into springtime. Everybody's looking for that new blood, that new spring, that new step. And this is an opportunity to look at your relationships using your birthday.
Wow. Maybe that's why I brought my husband here. No.
Maybe.
Maybe, huh? See, you never know. But I did have a lot of people that actually wanted to read it. And I've got a couple that are just about their birthdays. So we've got Michael Baggs, and his birthday is February 19th, 67.
Mm-hmm. And is he asking about a relationship or just himself?
I don't know. You know what? He just put his birthday down on Facebook, so.
All right, good. All right, well, I'm not a psychic.
Okay.
There's a big difference.
Okay.
A psychic has to interpret information, and although it's very valid, it's not the same type of system. I'm looking at a birthday, which is the origin, in other words, the starting point for a map of life. And Michael's map of life is very clear. It's very, very step-by-step. There's no step that he can miss along the way. And this year, 2013, is a time to let go, a time to balance life and let go of things, not try to make things happen.
Hmm.
Michael, you're probably extremely good-looking. I mean, people notice you everywhere you go. You stand out in a crowd. But relationships for you are still something to learn about, and you have to be careful not to react. You have a tendency, perhaps, to react before you think. And, you know, sometimes that you may think that's kind of fun, but the reality is it always gets in your way. And because you're so energetic and you have so much to give, you really want to tame that part of yourself.
Wow.
That's a good numerology.
Yeah, it's a good reading right there. I love it. And if Michael Baggs is listening right now and he wants a little bit more, or if anybody out there is interested in having their relationship kind of looked at or just their birthday looked at, give us a call here at 805-650-1590. That's 805-650-1590. And for anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. It's a new time at 6 to 7 every Saturday morning. And we're talking right now with Yogi Akal. And Yogi, how did you get started?
Well, I've been working with numerology for about 40 years. And when I first started, it was really to prove somebody wrong.
Yeah.
When I knew was doing numerology, I thought they were ridiculous. So I went to the public library, and I started reading up on the stories behind these type of systems, and I found that it was very valid but often misunderstood. So at first it was a hobby, and then I began to study really seriously an Eastern system, which is very, very different, but much more accurate and precise, and that's what I've been doing for the last 25 years.
Now, Yogi, I have a quick question for you. Good morning, by the way. I haven't talked to you in a couple of weeks. Now, what happens if you're reading the numbers for somebody and they don't like something that's in the reading? Is it something where they can change it, or they can maybe manipulate their...
Well, there's actually two questions in there.
Okay.
If somebody doesn't like what I say, tough luck.
Yeah.
All I'm doing is reading their birthday. You can't please everybody all the time.
Correct.
This is so true.
Plus, the people sometimes are on a track in their life, and the only reason they'd be speaking to somebody like me is so that they are reminded maybe to think about another track in their life. You mm-hmm. don't just have one track. Even a train has two. But you're asking a different question, I think, is can you change your map of life?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Not only can you, but you have to.
Okay.
This is the beauty of living in the 21st century. The whole world is doing this. Everybody right now has an opportunity and, in fact, an obligation to make changes in your own life, in your community, and for the planet as a whole. It's an exciting time.
So, Yogi, so what are some of the things that we can find out? Like, should I move forward on a relationship? You know, tell us a couple of the things that we can really look at.
From your birthday, the most important thing that stands out are the six questions of life.
Ooh, okay.
Which are, what do I have to learn? What are the most important lessons in my life? Who am I? Can someone put more light on that? Why am I here? Is there a specific purpose or destiny that I can choose to accept or enhance or shift in some way? How do I change my life? What are the techniques or processes I can use to make changes? What do I have to do? What's the minimum I've got to get done while I'm here for these few winter seasons that we have? And finally, where am I going? In other words, what are the cycles and the journey of my life, so I know what to expect, like seasons, and how I can move through those most methodically and efficiently.
I love it. You know, we actually have a caller that just called in right now, and I do want to give out our phone number again, 805-650-1590. That's 805-650-1590 if you want your numbers read by our guest right now, Yogi Akal, on here on the new Kim Pagano Show.
And it's Anita on the line.
Anita, welcome. Where are you calling from?
Oxnard.
Ooh, good morning.
And Anita needs her numbers read.
Ah, there you go, Anita. All right. And do you wake up early every morning?
Usually, yes, I do.
I love it. Good. You know, the early bird gets the worm, right? That's what my husband always tells me, right?
That's what my grandpa used to say all the time.
See, there you go. All right. Well, we got Yogi on the line. And Anita, what are your numbers?
31845.
Yogi, you there?
Yeah, I didn't hear that. Can you repeat that for me?
31845?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And was there a specific question?
Where am I going?
Where am I going? Well, that's a really good question to ask. That's one of the six key questions. There are other questions which have to do more with relationships and business and career and this type of thing. It's not a predictive science. It's more of a healing science. And Anita, this is an important aspect for you, because not only are you very comfortable being female, you're also very comfortable being a very giving person.
Uh-oh, sometimes. Anita, yeah, do you give a lot?
Yes, I do, more than I should.
Okay.
You know, some people say I give and I give and I give and I get nothing back. They don't understand giving. It's not a business deal. And for Anita, one of the joys of your life is to be generous. There is a downside, though. You have been ripped off over and over and over again. And it's not because of your generosity. It's just because sometimes love is blind, and you have been blind more than once.
Oh, yes.
Does that ring a bell for you, Anita?
Very much so,
yes. All right.
So
okay.
I have advice for Anita.
Please.
Here we go.
Okay.
This year, 2013, you have to be of service, but you are not in a position to start new things. So that doesn't mean you shouldn't, but it's not best. So when you're thinking, oh, boy, I really want to try this, or I really want to do this, or what should I do next, now is not the time to be asking that question. That's next year. This year is the time to finish things up that you've already started. And
ooh,
be creative.
Okay. I love it. And make it all about you for once.
Yes, that's what I got to start doing, thinking more about myself.
There you go. And to start today filling your own cup. That's what I say here on my show. Really, we need to take care of it. And are you a mom?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Mom and a grandma.
Okay. See, so you take care of everybody else but yourself. So, Anita, go do that for yourself. Be good to you today.
Thank you so much.
All right. And you know what? Stay tuned and keep calling in.
I will.
All right. Thank you so much, Anita. Have a really great day. We do have another caller. Kathy is on the line. Kathy, where are you calling from?
Ventura.
And are you an early birder, too?
I am.
Welcome. I'm so excited. All right. And, okay, so what is your question and what is your birthday?
Question is just, it's not really a question. I'm very interested in numerology.
Ooh,
listening
okay.
to this just inspired my daughter and I. I'd love to do both of us.
Oh, perfect. Okay, great. And what's your daughter's name?
Jenny.
Jenny. Okay, so what, Kathy, what's yours first?
9860.
9860. Okay. And then your daughter, Jenny, what's hers?
92595.
Okay. Yogi, do you have those?
Yes, I do. Thank
okay.
you. Okay. So when you're asking about your daughter, is your daughter there?
Is your daughter there,
yes.
Kathy? Okay.
What does she want to know?
What do you want to know?
I don't know.
It's radio, so you have to speak up.
Yeah. What do you see in their cards to begin with? What do you see in their birthdays?
Kathy has three very distinct stages of her life. The first stage of life was actually pretty good. There was a lot of good things happening. Second stage, that's a good. Third stage, it all smooths out. She's right in that in-between spot right now. And that can sometimes feel a bit frustrating and even feel a little unsafe. Don't worry, everything's okay. You've really got to laugh a lot. You should be telling a lot of jokes. Because life for you has to be accepted. Not accepted, but accepted.
Wow.
And your daughter is a completely different personality. And to try to understand her through you is not a good idea. That's why I ask what are her questions. Because although she may be shy in some way, you have to help her because she likes to think about things. You ask her a question today, she'll give you the answer tomorrow. She's very thoughtful in what she does.
Kathy, does that ring a bell for you?
That is also very insightful.
Wow, see, there you go. And and Jenny, what does she have any goals in her life? Or Jenny or Kathy?
She's actually extremely shy, so when he
says,
okay, that's why you're not getting
Well, actually, it's not shy. It's called filtering.
Right.
This is somebody who doesn't know how to filter information very fast.
Right.
And that's why you have to train her all the time as to what to say, what to say. It's not the same thing as being shy. It looks like shy, and that's why I said she may be shy. It's very similar in the behavior, but it's really not its origin. Help her to learn to speak, and you'll notice over the next 5 years that she will truly blossom.
I love it. All right. Thank you so much for calling in, Kathy and Jenny.
Thank you.
Have a really great day and share my show with everybody.
You too, and we will.
All right. Thank you so much. We have Mary on the line. And Mary, where are you calling from?
Ventura.
How are you? Are you an early bird?
Yes.
All right. I love this.
I'm waiting for the person that goes, nope.
I just woke up by accident, right? Yeah.
I've been up since last night.
There you go. Mary, so what are you looking for?
I am looking for change.
Oh, okay. We like change. So what is your birthday?
3/12/44.
Yes.
Wow. Why are you asking questions? You know absolutely everything.
Ooh, Mary.
You are just a very, very perceptive, sensitive, open, knowledgeable person. So what really is going on? Why are you asking questions? What's up?
I'm just at a point where I was wondering about acceptance and letting just things happen, or is there anything I can do to change anything?
I didn't hear all of that. Can you?
Yes, she says acceptance, and she just wants to change in your life. Is that what you said?
If that's what I need.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No. Just in case you're not sure, no. Not now. I understand what you're asking. I get it. But that's not the answer.
Wow.
There are times when you really need to cross a bridge and say, hey, it's time for a change. I'm crossing over to another part of life, or I'm taking a turn in this direction. Boy, was that a good idea. But this is not the time for that. This is a time for you to be creative. In other words, this is a time for you to be thinking outside the box and to be spreading yourself out a little bit more. You have a tendency, and it's a good tendency, to share. And then sometimes things happen in your life that are either disappointing or, I guess to the eyes of others, even tragic. But the reality is your life is spectacular.
You know it.
You feel it. You project it. And sometimes you get a little down. So it's your job this year to come out of the funk and get a little funky.
Right.
So it's kind of like if it's broke or if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Right. There you go. Mary, that was great for you.
Okay, so then acceptance it is.
There you go. Just move into your life and enjoy it.
Don't just accept it. Don't just accept it as if it's boring or there's nothing you can do about it. It's acceptance and start to spread yourself out a little bit, expand a little bit.
Okay, I hear you.
Okay, Mary, you have a great day, and thank you so much for listening.
Okay, thank you.
All
right. We have another caller.
We have Carolyn on the line. Carolyn, where are you calling from?
Ventura,
good morning. Are you an early bird?
Sometimes.
Okay, well, I'm glad you woke up with us here on the Kim Pagano Show. So what is your question for Yogi?
You need my birthday?
Yes, please.
4/14/37.
Can you repeat that, please?
4/14/37.
Another birthday coming up.
Yeah. Happy birthday in a little bit.
Thank you.
What's the question?
My question is, I feel like I've lost identity of who I've ever been.
And are you a mom?
Yeah.
That's a given, right?
Yeah.
Did you say 1937?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is the second caller in a row where I just have to disagree with you. I know you're having the experience, but I think the reason you're putting it that way is because you were trained to think this way.
Uh-huh.
There's something inside of you that says, when things are this way, I should feel this way.
Yes.
Well, you're wrong. I know you've had some injury. I know there's been some issue there. But the reality is the wounds have healed, and now you're in a new place in your life. You will have no time to yourself this year. This year is not about you.
Mm-hmm.
This year is about you being available to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you satisfaction. It projects out the very, very best of you. Next year, you get to have some time on your own to do some personal study. And the year after that, believe it or not, even at this stage of your life, you're actually going to make some more money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an interesting place to be because the healer in you, if I can get esoteric for a moment, healer in you is just beginning to surface.
Mm.
And you have to be patient with that process.
Can I ask one more question real quick?
Okay.
Okay, I'm getting married this year.
Oh, congratulations.
Perfect timing.
Wow. And did you hear that? Perfect timing.
I did hear that.
All right. Well, congratulations. Very good. And will you keep us posted?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. You know what we're going to do is, do we need to take a really quick break?
We could break right now.
Okay, let's do this. What do we have? Let's give away something. And thank you so much for all my callers. I do want to, we're going to stay on the line with Yogi. And if anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The New Time for The Kim Pagano Show. And we're talking to Yogi, and it's Love by the Numbers. And we're taking phone calls for, I've got a couple here that have been on Facebook. You can also Facebook me at Kim Pagano Show. And if you miss any part of our show or you want to hear again and tell somebody what, you know, somebody said about your birthday, you can go on my website at kimpaganoshow.com. And all my shows are on there. So we're going to take a really quick break. And what can we give away right now?
Let's do our second pair of California Strawberry Festival tickets. Be the strawberry alarm clock for this morning, if you will.
Ooh.
Two tickets for the May 18th and 19th event. And it is the 30th annual. Let's take caller number 10 once again and go with 650-1590. Kim Pagano on KVTA.
All right. And Yogi, will you stay with us?
Sure.
We'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Stronghold Schools is an alternative learning program in Ventura for any parent whose child is not doing well or absolutely thriving in the current educational system that they're in. Stronghold is a way for that child to excel in every aspect of their life, whether it's academically, behaviorally, and overcome any challenge that they find themselves in. You can find us at Stronghold School Systems in Ventura, 805-830-5850, or visit us at our website, strongholdschools.com. Our motto at Stronghold Schools is that absolutely no child is broken, and they have the God-given right to overcome any challenge and any obstacle they find themselves confronted with, and our students do.
Are you not feeling your best or want to improve your health? Tired of going to a traditional doctor? Roland Reif of Natural Health Care Center, located in Thousand Oaks, has a different approach. Instead of masking the pain with medications, eliminate the pain. Roland is on the American Board of Anti-Aging Health Practitioners and focuses on your overall goal. With more than 20 years of experience in Eastern medicine, combining herbalology, Roland has been practicing acupuncture and Chinese since 1990. He incorporates his extensive knowledge of Western orthopedic. Let Roland help you learn how you can eliminate your condition and achieve optimal health and well-being. Call Roland, 805-497-4074. That's 805-497-4074.
Every Saturday morning at 6, start your day in a positive way with the Kim Pagano Show here on News Talk 1590 KVTA. You'll be entertained with fun local guests and Kim's quirky take on all things, well, Kim. The Kim Pagano Show is sponsored in part by Dr. Curtis Perry, cosmetic surgery with a sculptor's artistry. 818-661-0791. Kim Pagano, every Saturday morning at 6 on News Talk 1590 KVTA.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, and congratulations to Lindsay Garcia. And she won another set of strawberry tickets. You know, we've got so much more to give. And, you know, we've got a couple, well, we've got a lot. So stay with us. You're listening to The New Time for the Kim Pagano Show. And right now we're talking to Yogi, Love by the Numbers. He is the number man. He's been on my show several times, and I love it. We've got a lot of people that posted on Facebook right now, but we are taking calls again at 805-650-1590. That's 650-1590. And if you want your relationship or your numbers read, give us a call right now. We would love to help you there. Yogi, I have a couple other people. I have 42849 for a Debbie.
Mm-hmm. Well, Debbie, you know, there are stages of life. There are reasons for life. There are relationships in life. You know, there are all these different ways of looking at life. Your life is unique because although you seem to be a normal person, you're not. And for that, you should get down on your knees every day and say, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. You are just not like everybody else. And the more you are aware of this uniqueness of you, the happier you are and the more you have to give in your life. You're just one of these people who is, it's as if it's two people inside of you. One that's going through the motions of getting everything done like a good manager, and the other one who's just curious all the time. Easy to misunderstand you, easy to misread you, easy for you to get very reactive and judgmental and unkind when you feel cornered. But the reality is, when you are on, when you are positive, this unique quality that you have shines through, and it's delightful.
I love it. All right, Debbie, if you are listening right now, I hope that works for you. I have another one that posted, Deborah Hill, and there's two dates, her and her husband, obviously, here, 9-23-49 and 7-4-54.
Mm-hmm. Well, when people are asking about relationships, I'm not always sure exactly what they're asking about. Is there a problem with the relationship? Are they looking for how to better communicate, etc.? And in this case, I'm going to address how to better communicate. Deborah, you're the type of person who likes things to be very real. If I can touch it, I believe it. Very affectionate. You say hello, you should just touch you on the hand. You shouldn't be doing it at a distance. The person you're asking about likes things to be orderly, organized, and structured and contained. Both of you have a memory of each other. It's as if when you met each other, you sort of already knew each other.
Mm.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
The partner that you're asking about is also very intuitive, and sometimes that throws you because it's as if they're right and you don't know why they're right. You, on the other hand, you have, it's like a hurricane. When you walk in a room, you've already arrived. People already know you're coming. It's just there's something about you. It's an interesting combination, these two.
Wow.
I imagine that there are some good fights from time to time, and I would want to be out of the room when that
happens. Oh, so they're a little black and white, huh? Okay. All right. Well, I hope that works for Deborah Hill. I do have another...
Purpose,
Oh, go ahead.
The purpose of that relationship should be peace.
Oh.
Method would be good manners.
There you go. Okay, I have one more relation. Actually, I've got a couple more, and I do want to give out our phone number here at 650-1590 if you want your numbers read. That is 650-1590. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got a full studio here. I got my husband, Lou, here. We've got Giovanni and Nicole, and we got Tom Spence on our board and answering the phone. So definitely, we want to hear from you. And thank you so much for joining us today. Also, our next guest is going to be Daryl Gurney, and never apply for a job again. This is the man. If you are looking to maybe make a change or you're looking to do something in your life, you definitely want to tune in a little bit. We're going to talk with him. Yogi, our next one is Sherry, and it's 9662 and 92255.
9662 and 92255.
Correct.
Well, that's an interesting relationship. You know, I wish I could speak to them and ask them if there are children in the room, if they have children, if they're thinking about children, because that's what the story is this year. It's all about children. It's all about kids.
Wow.
So you need to be thinking about that. If you have kids, that's what you need to deal with this year. If you don't have kids, it looks like they're in the making.
Huh. Okay, great. I have another one, Tim, and it's 9/19/79 and 4/4/84.
4/4/84 is the one to look at this year.
Mm.
Because, let me take a quick look at that. Yeah, lots of changes happening this year. Lots and lots of changes. The good news is, well, change is usually good. The bad news is that if you don't think about it really, really carefully, the change will work, but you'll be a mess. So you have to be very thoughtful about any change that you make. Now, that seems like just good common sense, but sometimes common sense is forgotten.
Ooh.
So this is a year where it's important to have your three senses, your common sense, your intuitive sense, and that incredibly important sense of humor. Those are the three things that you need this year. For the person who's asking, who's born in September, this is a time to be calm. This is a year of your destiny. So things are unfolding exactly as they should this year. And if you want to make changes around that, wait till September and then think about it.
Wait till
you know what I like about Yogi is that he's so down to earth and
just
direct. There's no BS. I like that.
All right. Tom, we have somebody on the line? Yes.
We have Art with us.
Art.
Our first boy.
Oh, I like it. Art, are you there?
Hi.
How are you? Good morning.
Doing fine.
Good. Are you an early bird?
Oh, yeah, I've always been a truck driver, past truck driver, always up 3 o'clock in the morning.
All right, there you go. So what is your question?
Birthday's 5/9/37.
5/9/37, okay.
Did Art say he was a trucker?
Yep.
You know, I used to do a lot of radio shows for truckers. They'd call me from the road asking me the same questions everybody else asked, which is about love, money, and what's happening in my life.
Right.
And the only difference is that they were rolling while they were asking. So here you are in an interesting stage of your life, Art, because you are now in a stage of inspiration. This is a time you've been waiting for. This is the time of your life where you get to do what you absolutely must do. It's the reason you were born, and it's all happening this year. It doesn't mean at the end of the year life is over. It means this is the launch pad. However long you have in your life, whether it's 10 minutes or 40 years, this is the beginning of a period of inspiration. The more you manifest, whatever you choose is manifested. Whatever you say has to uplift and inspire. And when you are negative, the conflict around you will be really difficult and you will internalize it. It's very important for you to be not only positive, but consciously positive. And you're very, very good at that. The only problem you have is that sometimes you go silent because you don't understand why other people can't hear you when you're being quiet. You're one of those telepathy type people.
And
you really do have to speak up.
Does that ring a bell?
Perfect.
Wow.
I'm going to be getting married this year too to the young lady you were talking to earlier.
Congratulations. I love it.
That's
okay.
So cute.
I better say it's good timing for him too then.
Yeah.
Or I'm in deep trouble.
So
Thank
was
you
that
very much.
Let's see. So was that Carolyn?
Yes.
Ah, congratulations. That goes out to Carolyn and Art.
Thank you.
Keep us posted, okay?
Yes.
I love it. All right.
It's also a good thing that they're both early people.
Okay. Giovanni, you have a birthday.
I do.
A relationship, right?
Yogi, it's a new relationship. Mm-hmm. The question is where are we going, what to expect, and in any guidance that you have.
Okay.
The birthdays are 5-3-83 mm-hmm. and 4-19-84.
Okay, 5-3-83. You know, I write all this down.
So I
do it in my head.
Guess what? I'm writing it down with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is an interesting relationship, and I'm glad that it's a new relationship because this is not a year for you to sign anything on a dotted line, make a vow, or have a child. This is just the beginning of you folks exploring, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. If you rush the process, boy, are you in deep doo-doo. That's not a good idea.
Wow.
Very, very slow. You know, when I say slow, I'm not talking 10 years. I'm talking 12 months.
Huh.
And if you can't tolerate patience for 12 months, then you want to get out of the relationship gig anyway.
Ooh, I love it. Just take it slow. They need to take it slow.
Don't sign any documents.
All right. I got another one. 3660 and 122759.
3660.
And 122759.
Well, it's almost exactly the opposite. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, timing is everything. Sometimes one person's up, the other person's down, the other person's down, the other person's up. One person wants to go this way, the other person wants to go that way. And when they line up, that's kind of nice, but it's really not always that impressive. It doesn't necessarily help a relationship. And what's happening in this relationship is that their timing is seldom aligned. Others would say, hey, you know, it's not working. I would disagree. This year, the person who's born in March is very busy with who they are. The person who's born in December is very busy with what other people are. One is very quiet, the other is more vocal. One wants things to be fair, 50-50 all the time, and the other one says, why are you making such a fuss? It's an interesting time. It's a little bit, I don't know what kind of a couple this is, whether it's an intimate couple or whether they've been together a long time. But, you know, they should just sit around together. It's one of those cozy years.
Huh, that's interesting. I think it's they're almost like a empty nesting. They're almost to that point. They've been around for a long time.
Cozy it is.
Cozy it is.
Turn on the fireplace.
All right, I have one more. 525.90 and 228.88.
Wow. Okay. 228.88.
Correct.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Well, right there, that's a very interesting character. And 75.
Nope. 520. Oh, okay. Yeah,
it adds up to 7.
Yeah, duh.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, this is the exact opposite of the previous ones that you gave me. These two are aligned. The good news is when they're both up, they're both up. The bad news is when they're both down, they're both down. So, here's my advice. Here's my suggestion to them both. You have qualities in life. Love, patience, tolerance, whatever you want to think of as a virtue. These things don't just come naturally. They have to be practiced. They have to be done over and over again so that you can get better at them. That's the idea, and they get stronger as you do that. This is your year to practice the virtues, values, and qualities of life individually and together. And you should make that like a course you go through together. If you commit to that, I know you're very young, but if you commit to that, not only will your relationship be good, but your life will be much, much more rich than it is now. You've gone as far as you can go without doing something.
Hmm.
Now you have to do something a little bit different. And the easy, cheap way to do it is take a little course with each other, which is, what are the virtues, values, and qualities that we want to enhance, and do that for a year.
Wow. All right. Tom?
We have somebody who's shy.
Oh, okay.
So here's the boy, 626.56, and the girl is 114.52. They are currently married.
Oh, okay. And then that will be our last one because we're going to get on to our next guest. You know what, Yogi? Yeah. I'm just going to have to bring you back. This is so much fun, and you're so right on. I love it.
A lot of fun. Did you want me to look at these two?
Please.
You could just repeat the birthdays quick. 626.56.
and 11-4-52.
11-4-52. Well, you know, it's a good thing that you have your next guest on, because these people should be listening. Because work is their process this year. Work, career, finances, taking a look at how they do that and enhancing that and correcting it. Anything that they're doing properly, they should look at it, see if they want to keep it the same or make it better. Anything that's not working, they have to be brutally and ruthlessly honest with each other and then work to correct that. And if you have somebody on who's innovative, they might want to take a listen to that.
Ooh, perfect. We have one more caller. Oh, no, right?
It's our next guest.
Oh, okay, great. I'm sorry. Okay, very good. Thank you so much, Yogi. Where do people find you?
You can go to yogiacall.com, Y-O-G-I-A-K-A-L, yogiacall.com.
Okay. Yogi, I'm having you back. This was
Thank
amazing.
You so much.
You've given so many people insight, and I hope that it was all positive for everyone out there. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we're going to bring Stacy on really quick. Stacy is going to be talking to us about a new play that's out there, and we've got some giveaways off the charts. Stacy, are you there?
I am, Kim. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much. How was last night? Awesome?
Oh, it was very awesome. Awesome as always.
Very good. So tell us, where is your play? Give out directions and all that and the address.
We are performing at the Theater on the Hill at the Hillcrest Center for the Arts. That's right across from the Thousand Oaks Mall.
Ooh, perfect. Perfect. Okay. And so what is off the charts?
We like to call it a play rock musical hybrid in two acts.
Okay. And so now I know that you've got, there's 12 guests on there, right?
We have 12 cast members.
Right. Okay. And so it's going to be going through April 14th, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. So give us a little bit of the rundown of what it's about. What are we going to expect?
Oh, you're going to expect a story that was based on and inspired by a great deal of true stories that I myself experienced within the industry.
Hmm.
And it's mainly a tribute to music and theater and all the craziness that's involved in trying to make it in that nutso world and the absolute absurdity that you run into.
And I know there's a father, right, that just, you know, he doesn't really approve of it, and
oh,
right?
No,
right?
Not at all.
Okay, so, and which is kind of like real life. We all have our dreams and our goals, and yet sometimes, right, it's not, you know, our elders can't see where our goal is or what our dreams are.
This is absolutely true. And, well, our poor antagonist, you know, he's got his reasons. He's not just like you're stock character disapproving parental units. He does have his reasons, as is revealed in the play.
So, Tom, we have tickets to give away right now, and thanks to the Hillcrest Center for the Arts in Thousand Oaks. And off the charts, I know we've got tickets for tonight. In fact, I'm going to do a VIP tonight, since we won't be able to get them to our winner today. Hopefully that will work for them there. And then we've got other tickets, right? So we've got, what are the couple dates, Tom?
Let's see. We have tickets to give away for April 13th. We also have April 13th to give away. So that'll be for the people who want to prepare April 12th and April 13th for next week.
Perfect. So 805-650-1590. If you would like to go see the play Off the Charts at the Hillcrest Center for the Arts in Thousand Oaks. And so what's the underlying message, really quick, that they're going to get from that is really keep with your dreams?
As cliche as it may seem, yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so
much. Never know.
There you go. Thank you so much, Stacy. And again, Off the Charts. It's a new play. It's all over the newspaper. You've been seeing it everywhere, and you definitely want to go and check that out. All right, our next guest. I'm really excited. I've had him on before, Daryl, and his book is Never Apply for a Job Again. Daryl Gurney, are you there?
I am, Kim. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you? So glad to have you back on my show.
Great to be back. I always love your show.
Well, thank you. So tell everybody a little bit about yourself and, you know, what you do. How do you never apply for a job again?
Well, I've been in the careers business about 28 years, so I've seen lots of ups, lots of downs. And I actually got into this business in a unique way by coming out to L.A., wanting to get into the entertainment industry, and basically by doing a backdoor method, or what I call a stealth method, I met with the chief financial officers of the top seven entertainment studios within 2 months, and I got an offer to work with MGM, and I never even went through HR. And anyhow, that's kind of how I got into the career business, and I found out that it's really all about, and we all know this, it's all about who you know, right?
Right.
And,
it's not what you know, right?
Well, you know, it's who you know, and it's who knows you. And so a year ago, and I've been teaching people this method for years. I've taught everybody from college students to 55-year-old executives, and came out in a book last year called Never Apply for a Job Again, Break the Rules, Cut the Line, Beat the Rest. And it's about building relationship equity. It's about knowing and being known by the people in the know.
And so how would you summarize the message of Never Apply for a Job Again?
Well, first thing, there's two parts of the book. One part is the rules we got to break, and I'll tell you more about those in a minute. But the second part is called the 10 time-tested principles for launching an effective backdoor campaign or stealth campaign. Anyhow, one of the first rules will sound a little funny, but it says that the best way to get a job is don't be looking for one. So when you're running out there, and a lot of people, you know, thrown off today, by the way, the jobs report came out yesterday, and, you know, it looked negative and everything. In the end, it said 88,000 payroll jobs were created last month. In the end, that's what it said. So here's the thing. There are jobs out there, okay? I'll bet you, though, that of those 88,000, if it was a small percentage, you know, of people getting jobs, a lot of those jobs went to people that were known by the people who hired them. They knew of them. They liked them. And one of the things I say is drop your desperation, but get known and liked by lots of people.
So when you say that, Daryl, okay, if somebody's looking for a job, I mean, you would say almost go in, because I've heard you say this before, go and have coffee where the, you know, all the people that you want to work with are having coffee, correct? Get to know them. Go in the side door kind of a thing, correct?
Well, yeah, I'm very big on, you know, connecting with people around you. Yes, I get people out at layoff workshops just talking to people at Starbucks, because you never know who's around you, okay? And so you never know if that person behind you in line might be the brother-in-law of your next employer. But in the book, what I also show, Kim, is not just haphazard kind of meeting people in coffee shops, is I show that if there's a thought leader or an industry leader, someone that you want to be known by, there's a methodical way that you can get known by them. The best way is don't be looking for a job from them, but look to connect with them around something you're passionate about, something that they're an expert in. So this book is really a lot about human psychology, and it basically says that people will open their doors when you treat them like an expert. You can get 5 minutes from people if you go in with legitimate interest in something you're passionate about. And what happens is you don't have to tell people, hey, I need a job. When people know you and they like you, people aren't dumb. If they can help you, they will. And I give a lot of psychology in the book also about how you turn those five-minute meetings into one-hour meetings, and they're glad that you came by.
I love it. You know, I do want to give out our phone number, 650-1590. If you are looking for a job and maybe you just hit some closed doors and you want to just ask Daryl one other strategy, give us a call here on the Kim Pagano Show. Daryl, I know you talk about, you know, it's always it's better to be interested in what they're talking about than try to be more interesting. Isn't that correct?
Yeah. Be interested rather than interesting. Here's a tip that your users can use tomorrow. They can use it today if they're out on a job interview. Because all of my clients say that this is just amazing how this works. Is that next time you go out on an interview, either something that came in through the front door, and by the way, I distinguish front door from back door. Front door is when you're applying for all those jobs out there that everybody else is competing for. You're just one of 10,000. back door is when you set up a meeting because you were researching something. So whether it's a front door meeting or a back door meeting that you're going in on, first thing you do when you meet with somebody, let's say I'm meeting with you, Kim. Hey, Kim. Hey, thanks for taking the time to meet with me today. I'm really excited to discuss this. And I've got a lot of questions. I'm sure you have questions. But before we even get started, Kim, tell me, what got you into radio? What got you into being a host? Really? Well, what made you do that? Really? Why'd you make that choice? And if I approach you that way, Kim, I can get you talking about yourself for 25 or 30 minutes. Because people don't get listened to today. And when someone is interested, then people get an opportunity to talk about their path and their choices and their life. And what it does, Kim, is if I have you talking about yourself for 25 minutes to me, two subconscious things are going to happen. Number one, you're going to start thinking I'm pretty smart, just because I'm smart enough to listen to you. And then number two, you're going to start feeling a sense of what I call beholden. And what that means is, you've done so much for me, what can I do for you? That's what you're going to start feeling. And I'm telling you that that can work for your listeners today. If they get that person talking about themselves and they're more interested rather than interesting.
I love it. Now, for anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The New Time for The Kim Pagano Show. Of course, I'm on from 2 to 3 in the afternoon, and we're talking with Daryl Gurney right now. His book is Never Apply for a Job Again. And I know, people hire people that they know and they like, right? And people bend the rules for people that they like and know.
Oh, yeah, I find that to be strong and true all the time. You know, one of the things that I've actually learned is when I go in for an interview for anything, and I have a meeting with somebody, I'm not looking for a job, I'm interviewing them. So even though I'm applying for the job and I really, really want that job, I go in there thinking to myself, I'm interviewing them. I want to make sure that that's the job that I really want. And what happens is it kind of turns the entire interview process around and makes them kind of feel like I'm putting them in a spot. And they're the ones now having to answer the questions and kind of and the same thing with Daryl is saying, in a sense of, you know, I'm not being interesting. I'm changing it around.
Yeah. What's your thought on that, Daryl?
Well, you know, here's the thing, and I agree, and you have some, cojones, and, you know your value and all that kind of stuff, and that's really great. I'm saying that's the way everybody should know their value. That's one of the big things I talk about in the book is get in touch with your value, okay? You got to get your spirits up. And for listeners who may not feel as bold, I mean, I've had some of the most, like, timid even people use this method, because what this method is about is find out what you're really passionate about, okay? What do you really want to know about? And by the way, a lot of people make entire career changes by using this method, because when you're going through the front door, you can't get a job that you haven't done before. HR is doing a check sheet to see if you've done this, you've done that, right? But if you get real clear about what you're passionate about, what you want to know more about, and then you go out and you find ways to get in front of people who are in that field just because of your research, and then you're just getting them to talk about themselves and you're finding out things, then it's that kind of relationship. Can I just give a quick example so this doesn't all sound theoretical?
Sure. We have I'm going to have you back because we have a couple minutes left, but I want to hear. Go ahead.
Yeah, real quick example. Client came to me one time, and she was a VP of marketing for Pac Bell, you know, the big telecom company. Myopically, she thought that because that's all she could do if she left that job. She'd have to be in marketing with another telecom or another technology company. And I said, well, not necessarily. And so we went through a process of getting her in touch with her unique value, doing some personal branding. And then I got her out talking to people about what she was really passionate about. She was Jewish. She was very into her culture, always wanted to do something in Judaism. And so anyhow, I got her out talking to people about that. She became the executive director of a nonprofit that trains bomb-sniffing dogs for Israel.
Wow.
Now, that stuff can't happen through the front door because she didn't have that background. But through the back door, through just getting known by people, people turned her on to things, which turned her on to other things, and that's what happened. That's what I'm saying. It's all about the relationship equity being known by the people in the know.
Huh, very good. Where do we find your book, Daryl?
You can find my book. Number one, everyone should go to my website. You can download free ebooks there at careerguy.com, G-U-Y, careerguy.com. And I had a bestseller promotion. The book got on Amazon bestseller status a couple months ago, and people can still get the book there, and they can get a lot of freebies along with it if they go to careerguy.com/book-offer.
Great.
Book-offer.
Daryl, I'm going to have you back because I know you have so many great things, and we didn't have a lot of time, but I love what you talk about. So thank you so much. Daryl Gurney, Never Apply for a Job Again. Wow, this hour went fast.
Yes, it did.
And thank you so much for all my callers. I want to do a couple shout-outs. One is Dr. Curtis Perry, A Sculpted You. We are going to be learning about plastic surgery here. And, you know, I will ask the questions that you guys might be a little nervous to ask. So, Dr. Curtis Perry, if you guys are thinking about any plastic surgery, any makeovers, you know, mommy, daddy makeovers, you know, it happens to all of us, give him a call. He's located in Agora. And that's 818-661-0791. 818-661-0791. It's springtime, so we all need to maybe get ready for our bathing suits. Another shout-out is Stronghold School here in Ventura on Palma Drive. If your children are having a hard time in a traditional school right now, Stronghold School, where they believe no child is broken and every child has a right, call them at 805-701-2999. Remember, open house for Roland Reef at Natural Health Care is April 17th, and I'd love to see you there. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a wonderful day. And remember, if you miss any part of our show, KimPaganoShow.com. And, of course, I end all of my shows with with every new day comes new strength and new thoughts. Remember, it's a good day to have a great day. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'll talk to you later this afternoon at 2 o'clock.